Hey, everybody. We're Bob and Audrey, a husband and wife team.
And this is our podcast all about relationships.
We are marriage and relationship enthusiasts, believing there is a God-given design to thrive in both life and love.
And we think that Jesus is amazing and worth following with everything you have. On this podcast, we are putting together the truths and best practices we have learned over our 35 years of marriage, and more specifically, over the past 18 years, where we have spent our lives helping people love their relationships.
After getting through our own family crisis, we became passionate about rescuing and mentoring others. We have authored numerous books and developed on-demand courses that can be found on our website, lovemarriedlife.com.
And with all that said, let's dive into the episode for this week.
Well, welcome to episode number 50 of All About Relationships. I'm so thankful you've chosen, you know, to spend this time with us.
I am so glad too. And this is such an investment into your future, as we say every time.
Yep.
Because, you know, Bob and I, we as a couple make investments into each other's lives every day. It never stops. That's just a constant gift.
That's
that we can give
life.
Each other. Yeah. In
you
a
know,
relationship.
Just life.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, especially in relationships, you find ways continually to be able to serve and actively, you know, express love. And, you know, in expressing love, I care about you, I notice you, I serve.
I love it. And, you know, we find that we continue every week to grow in our own love and in our own relationship. But today, we just want to talk about that whole sentence, Bob, that says, I'm just being honest.
I'm a little nervous about today.
Are you really?
Yes, I am.
Why?
Because I'm one of those honest guys.
Oh, I was wondering. right before we turned on the mic, I said, honey, I love doing these with you. And he's going, I'm not sure about this one.
Well,
really? I'm actually surprised. Really?
What? Yeah, because I'm a truth teller.
Yeah, you are.
And I hurt people that way. And so, I mean, over the years, you know, those edges have hopefully
yes,
rounded off
yes.
a lot. But I know that I have. And so I think today we're still in COVID country,
yeah.
if I can say. You know, we're still in COVID-19 country. And so I think a lot of people, you know, are having some honest conversations that they haven't had,
honest.
You know, in times past. So I believe that this episode is necessary.
I do too.
And we'll handle it, you know, with some tender gloves.
Exactly. And you know what? Usually there is one in the couple that does tend to be more honest,
blunt.
More blunt, direct, and even sometimes aggressive or intimidating, because that just tends to be different people's personality styles. But Bob, I've just got to tell you that this morning, I don't even remember what I did. I think I took Winston for a walk like I do every other morning, but it's like edging on some heat records here in Arizona. And we've been going up to 100, 105 during the day.
Right.
And I got back from my walk and the door, the big patio door to the backyard was wide open. And you were so kind loving. The way you said, honey, I just have to tell you that it's really important when it's this hot outside that you close the door. I mean, that's probably the most loving.
I did good.
I passed. No,
that one.
No, you did not pass. You got an A+. I don't know if you've ever corrected or reminded me in such a loving way.
Well,
I'm
got
serious.
A long ways to go.
No, it really, and I just was drawn into that and I went, oh my gosh, really? Okay.
But I was nervous.
Yeah, because you did a really good job. And I thought,
because the first thing in the morning to make a correction is not the best thing to do.
It can be a scary start.
It can backfire.
It's the scary start of the day.
So just before coming into the office here to record today's episode, I remembered, you know, the patio door incident this
morning.
Really? And I knew that, you know, this is how we were going to be discussing, you know, today.
Right.
And so anyhow, I went out because we have a little outdoor fridge.
Yeah.
So I went out to get a drink. And then I noticed that the pool pump was running. And so, you know, we have high and low times here with regards to electricity. So
The
cost of it. And so it was like, I need to turn that pump off.
Oh, yeah, because it's expensive time right now.
Leaving the little back door or patio door, I went from the patio door to the fridge, grab a drink, and I was going to come right back in.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
coming back, I looked at
Do you guys really care about these details? No, probably not. It's kind of awesome for us. But
I looked at that door and remembering the conversation this morning, and I knew that I had to walk to the corner of the yard to turn it off. And I thought, I better close the door before I better close that patio door before.
Because you didn't want to be a hypocrite.
No, I just.
Oh, you actually thought how important that is.
No, I just thought, yeah, I need to close that door. And then I thought, no. I'm going to leave that door open. I'm going to leave it open. So and it was against everything in me. And I walked away, leaving the door open.
Stop it.
And then came back just so that I could tell you I was a bad boy.
You know that you were relaxed a little.
No, it wasn't relaxing. It wasn't fun at all. I'll close it next time. But you know, now I can never say I always close the door.
Right. Because this is the interesting thing about this. And there's a point to this. Believe me, you guys.
Possibly.
Because possibly, hopefully we will get to this point. But for me, I thought I was actually shocked. So Bob in a nice way said, hey, did you know, now this time of year, we've really got to be conscious of the door. I went, oh, of course. And I agreed with him. Of course. I've been really trying to do that. And he goes, well, I just wanted to mention it because it was left open. Like when you went for the walk with Winston, I said, oh. Are you serious? And so this is the scoop. I don't notice a lot.
Yes.
And so I don't notice things that, like for Bob, he likes to just take care of the house. You heard him about budgeting for the electricity, which I appreciate. But he likes to take care of the house, and he takes care of our countertops really well and the granite. And this week also you mentioned, you know, you did it again in the nice way. I got to bring this up to you, Bob. I was cutting on the granite because I always think, oh, it's made out of stone. I can cut on this. I don't need a cutting board. However, Bob is constantly caring for the granite. And he goes, you know, you said it in such an unaccusing way. He said, you know, it's just hard for me to watch when you cut those onions on the granite. And but that was probably the first time that because the kindness in your voice, Bob, I heard the longing of how much it would mean to you. I just kind of heard that. And since then, I have used the cutting board more than I have probably for a week because I thought this actually really means something when I remember to use the cutting board and when I remember to flush the toilet.
It's hard to scrub those things clean.
So you can feel that Bob values that. And then on the opposite spectrum, we've learned this after years and years and years to say things with kindness.
Okay.
And then with me, I love to hear positive conversation, like positivity and hope and optimism is something I value.
Words. You
I love
value
saying
words.
Right. Mm-hmm. So, you know, when you need to say something that is just, I don't get this, or you want to be a little bit more severe in your reaction, to say something nice or a thank you first, you know, really helps.
Yeah, yeah. Well, today's podcast, it's going to turn a corner.
Yes.
And we're going to kind of head down a dark lane there a little bit. We continually help people in relationships. I mean, it's a priority of ours. I want people to really enjoy married life. I want them to enjoy their kids. I want to enjoy their family, have an incredible hope
you know,
for a very bright future.
Yes.
And so all relationships, you know, are unique. And I mean, as unique as we are, every relationship,
yes,
you know, has its own differences or challenges. So we can all find ways you know, to better connect with each other. And so we've heard people really causing some damage, really causing some harm and hurting others, and then kind of putting it in a cloak or a shroud of honest. And it's like, hey, I'm just being honest. Meanwhile, what they're doing is they're expressing a whole lot of hurt.
Yes.
You see, over the years, possibly they weren't honest and they just ignored, you know, I'll just pass this one by. I won't say anything.
Right.
Meanwhile, there were years
of steaming where there was inside.
No honesty.
Right.
And now,
yes,
I am going to be, and people, you know, we all know this word, I'm just going to be brutally honest.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm just being brutal.
Because it's been brewing inside of you for how long?
But the problem is that it gets brutal.
Yeah.
And it causes a lot of hurt and a lot of harm.
Yes.
So what we want to do today is talk about establishing love in a relationship and trust.
I love that.
Because where there is love and trust, then we can have some authentic, you know, honesty
and kind
and kindness, you know, with one another. And this, and let me just throw out another word, this word tender.
That's a good word.
You know, to be able to express tenderness, tender-hearted mercy. So here we are today. Let's talk about being honest.
Yeah, because we come across couples that, you know, have lost their zeal and their dream for their relationship because they just wish their husband or their wife could just be more, you know, like more understanding, more empathetic, more vocal, more responsive, more responsible, more aware. Like, this is just what I've heard this week. This is just me reiterating what I have heard in the sessions that we've had with couples and with individuals. But Bob, you talked about that person who says, you know what, I've held it in, it's been brewing long enough, and I'm going to be brutally honest. But other people have said it as many ways as they can over and over again, and the person still hasn't changed. Yeah. And that gets frustrating too.
Yeah, there are so many contributing factors to this. So to think that we can, in this session, you know, nail them all down.
Right.
So what we do want to do is just really kind of give you the encouragement.
Yes.
To move in honesty.
Yes.
But let love be your motivation.
Yes.
You see, what are you looking for? How do you want this conversation to end? How do you want the other person to truly experience you? You know, where are we going,
because
Or are you just going to be, in my opinion, rude and honest and hurtful to the other person?
Exactly. Because, you know, saying rude, you said it, you know, calling each other names, telling each other what they really think.
Mm-hmm.
We think this is just telling the truth, but it is not wise, because when a spouse or a child falls short, or maybe you're even disgusted with their behavior, there's never grounds to make those accusations, then criticize and complain and even withhold your gentle and tenderness. Rather, these really are that opportunity to have a merciful, loving conversation that can be difficult, but it can lead to unconditional love.
Mm-hmm.
And so kind and gentle words go a long way in nurturing the kind of transformation and mutual understanding where I get to, quote unquote, change for you. Like, I can change the way I approach a cutting board or closing doors. It sounds like a little thing, but when I can really meet you there and say, hey, if that's important to you, then I'm going to make it important to me. That's just a loving thing to do, to consider mm-hmm. your values important to me just because they're yours and I will value them.
And these are the things that are mutual.
Yeah.
And you know, one of my working definitions of a relationship is the mutual sharing of life and love one with another. The mutual sharing. So there's constantly the give and take, you know, the giving and the receiving. And so you just, and I know that for some you feel as though, you know, I'm just constantly on the receiving end. Can I ever do anything right?
Yeah, I'm a
constant disappointment. I'm constantly being corrected.
And so, I can't go a day without being corrected.
Yeah, and so we've got couples that are just being brutal with one another.
And that's
not
okay.
Case of honesty,
it's not okay if someone's a disappointment every single day.
There needs to be tenderness.
Yes.
And so if you're being brutally honest with one another and there is no tenderness, I would venture to say there is no love and trust.
Right. Whoa.
You more than likely, the trust bridge between the two of you has been broken.
Hmm.
And you don't really trust the other one. And you've gathered evidence against them, and now you're holding them captive to their past, and you're using it against them. you know, in your honesty.
I'm just being honest.
You've been there.
Yes.
And so my next question is there a heart of reconciliation? Because recognize when couples accelerate, if I can use that word, and the emotions get high,
the words get mean.
All of a sudden, my question is there any kind of desire that in my honesty, in me sharing with you, that I want to reconnect?
Right.
That I really desire you, that mm-hmm. I really want you. Possibly mm-hmm. your behavior's really been hurting, you know. Mm-hmm. Maybe you've been scaring, you know, the kids or myself. And I'm wanting to develop this trust bridge.
Where I'm not intimidated by you.
I'm bringing this up not because I want to be mean. I don't mm-hmm. want to be cruel. But mm-hmm. I'm sharing this with you because I absolutely desire and I want you. This is my attempt at moving towards you. Therefore, tenderness is huge. And I would even say this. If you're needing to have one of these difficult or challenging conversations, I would say have that with God at least once. You know, have
before
it with
you
him.
Have it with each other.
Oh my, yes.
Right, talk to him first.
Talk with him about it. And possibly you might even need to go to a third party and be able to say, you know what, I'm concerned this isn't going to go very well. Can you help me?
Can you help me relate this?
Because I love my husband. I love my wife. I want them. And the way we've been going, it isn't good.
Yes.
And so I need to have an honest conversation. Can you help me?
You know what? I'm so glad you brought that up because I just opened my phone here because I got a text yesterday uh-huh. from one of the couples, a young couple with little kids, and there was a betrayal on the husband's part. Mm. And she's just navigating through.
Okay,
this.
So right there.
Yeah.
Trust bridge broken.
Right. Exactly.
Okay. Yeah. So now she's wanting to reconcile. She has reconciliation in her heart.
And every day she's trying to choose wisdom.
Okay.
So she's, you know, she texted me. We're working with them during sessions. But she says, okay, me and my husband, we're not doing good because he keeps downloading that stupid app he used to talk to her. And he says it's just for workouts when he has the whole internet for look for them. He's mad at me because I'm questioning him and I'm in the wrong. I have proof that he was on today and he says he wasn't, but the internet was proof because that wouldn't lie. It's the one app I told him, please don't go on. It's the only one I don't feel safe with. And he wasn't even going to tell me about it because it wasn't a big deal.
Right.
Okay, so this is what happens day to day. And I just wrote back to her and I said, honey, I am so sorry. This must be so scary for you. And I totally understand how bad this is. You know, I really love to validate people. The PTSD, Bob, can you imagine? Oh. You know, she's not...
It's real trauma.
Yeah.
You know, that she's, you know, struggling with and just kind of looking for that support from her husband.
And sometimes that one act can be like a trigger, you know? But what I said is... why don't you get to a calm place?
Let me just jump in because I'm really enjoying this. And she has every right to be angry, to be upset and to express how this makes me feel. You see, all of a sudden, I'm just being honest.
Yes.
Now, how will that come across? So anyhow, I'm looking forward to this. So tell me this.
Yeah. So what I did was I said, okay, get to a calm place and then try saying this. And I actually did it word for word. I mean, who knows what she did, but I said, okay. Then I have her husband's name and then says, I want to trust you and I don't want to question you and I don't want to be suspicious. And I'm so sorry if you feel frustrated by my extreme need to feel safe right now. And it must look and feel like I'm overreacting. So will you please tell me what you think we should do about this app? Please tell me what you think we should do with this app and what your ideas are of how I could feel safe, just to make sure that you're not talking to her, you know? So I did this yesterday and I heard back from her this morning,
oh,
Bob.
Nice.
Yeah. And she said, it went really well. Thank you so, so much. But I really had to connect with God this morning before I talked to him and go into my calm place. Mm-hmm. And I thought, wow, isn't that cool that she was able to rely on God and get to that calm place so that her words didn't come across as an attack, mm-hmm. but they came across as, let's do this together. We're yep. on this journey. Yep. And I'm so proud of her.
Yeah,
I am so proud that of is. Her because she could have used mean words.
Yep.
You know, and sometimes in the name of being honest, we've heard couples use really mean words yes. and call each other names and yep. tell you what I really think. Mm-hmm. And one really could argue, but isn't this just telling the truth? Maybe, but it's not always wise.
Right.
Because even when you're disgusted with someone's behavior, there's never grounds to accuse or criticize mm-hmm. or complain or even withhold your tenderness. Mm-hmm. But this is that perfect time to have merciful right, right, conversations.
Right. And so if I'm going to be honest with you, what I want to do is I absolutely want to put myself in check.
Yes.
Because I can be angry and mm-hmm. rightfully so. I can be, you know, hurt, however it might be.
So validated.
But I want to put myself in check because being a man of faith, I want to determine the outcome of this.
Yes, good.
And it's not
yes.
about me being right, mm-hmm. okay, and showing how wrong you are, but rather I want to determine the outcome or the result. How not only is what I'm going to share, you know, going to be heard, but how will it be received? And so I want people to hear this. You can't be honest without being helpful.
Yeah.
You see, I want you to put that word helpful right mm-hmm. alongside being honest. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm going to be honest, but how I'm going to share, what I'm going to share, I want this to benefit our relationship.
Yeah, because, and the big thing is speaking your thoughts out loud, you know, because once a word is spoken, it's kind of like a seed, Bob. I see like a thought or a word, like mm-hmm. a seed mm-hmm. that's I'm planting in this garden of our relationship. And if I have planted
sometimes
a seed.
Sometimes those things can be put out there and you can't get them back.
You can't, once a word is spoken, you can't get it back. Like what if I had said words to you like, I don't find you attractive or I'm disgusted by you. That's a seed planted into the garden. And even though it can be rooted out and we can work through it, the word has been spoken
right.
and it's difficult. Like that'll always be in your memory because yeah. it was so hurtful, yeah. you know? Yeah. So yeah. I think like when a thought comes to your mind, it's mm-hmm. when a thought comes to your mind, it's a temptation to give it a voice, but it's not always necessary.
Yeah. So, because sometimes they can just be plain brutal
mm-hmm.
and it can cause a lot of hurt. And the message, you know, it might be a right message, but it may be buried under an avalanche of hurt feelings.
Yes.
You know what you need to say?
Yeah.
You know, as you were sharing that text?
Yeah.
Yeah, she needed to have that conversation. She needed to
absolutely.
Be honest. But all of a sudden it was received.
Yes, she went to a calm place before she said it.
Yep.
And you know what? I want to just validate to you as well. There are places of desperation where, you know what? I just need to be honest. That's true. You actually do need to be honest. But I believe that you need to be honest with your own heart and then possibly untangle these thoughts and emotions yep. of desperation with a trusted third mm-hmm. person, whoever that might be. And mm-hmm. because it can be detrimental if those words are said mm-hmm. about your spouse. Mm-hmm. But that's
because,
why you and I do what we do, so we can be
doing,
that third person.
Yeah,
for
when
some
you
of
do
you.
This, you're placing value on the relationship.
Yes.
And you're doing all that you can to help rebuild that trust bridge.
Yes.
You see, now your honesty, you know,
yes.
is being cloaked in love.
Yes.
You know, because now I'm not having to preserve me,
right?
You know, and as I attack you,
right?
But rather, now we will nurture this trust bridge,
yeah.
the mutual sharing
so
of
good,
life
Bob.
And love with
yeah.
each other. We're going to build this trust,
yeah.
And so I'm going to move towards you in a very loving way, even when I'm being honest.
Yeah, and when you love unconditionally, you can't lose, Bob, because when you make room for those offenses or have patience. Even when it doesn't feel like it's deserved, you get to feel joy and peace. Mm. Like I'm thinking of the girl with the text. She got to feel joy and peace, even with the situation she was in. Because if she would have fueled those negative emotions, that would have drawn her into suffering. because that's what it does. But instead, she invested in the seeds of compassion and mercy, and that drew her into a place of paradise, which is kingdom on earth, kingdom living. And that's why there are so many choices that we make along the way when it comes to being just honest, just being honest.
A lot of times we're holding to or demanding our rights. And I know you've heard me say this, but when I'm willing to lay down my rights, you know, even my right to be right for the sake of relationship, then I pick up my responsibility. So what we have on one coast might be liberty and freedom and justice for all of those things. You know, that's what we want is real liberty. I'm looking for freedom here.
Yes.
But then on the other side or on the other coast is this monument we need to create in our hearts of personal responsibility.
Yes.
So if I'm gonna be honest and I wanna
I'm just
live
being honest.
In liberty and real freedom, then I'm going to pick up my role of personal responsibility.
And to me, that personal responsibility is literally unconditional love. And unconditional love is just so laid out clearly in 1 Corinthians 13, that most famous thing. But love covers the mishaps and the failings of the other and not easily angry.
Right. It doesn't turn a blind eye.
Yes.
Okay. That's not what we're talking about. It doesn't turn a blind eye, but I'm not going to move in shame towards you and label and define you as your behavior may be.
Yeah. I feel like it's that whole thing. I'm going to give you 100% acceptance, even if I don't give you approval right now. And I also think that unconditional love offers that space to be imperfect. I'm so glad, Bob, that you and me let each other be imperfect and we don't keep records of wrongs and bring up the past, because we can patiently work through disagreements with kindness and gentleness. And love isn't self-seeking and fixated on what I need from this relationship. You know, love gives.
Yeah. And when I look at being honest, I want to be helpful.
Yeah.
But also, I recognize that you are a person that I love, and you are a person that I trust. And therefore, this conversation is going to have a happy ending.
Yeah. And you know what? I think about this whole this unconditional love, and I personally know people who have chosen, that word personal responsibility, like you said,
chosen
to love their spouse through really hard things, like prison, neglect, injustice. And was this their obligation? And I don't think so. Because I think in every relationship, we need to remove obligation, because then we're given the blissful freedom of choosing love just for the sake of love.
Yeah. When you have that sense of obligation, you feel as though you've lost all sense of choice.
Right. You're trapped.
You see, now I'm trapped.
Right.
But I want you to know that you do have a choice.
Yes, you do.
You see, and then this is
where you
really discover the extravagance of God's grace and love for your life.
This is, and that extravagant love.
Because now you're going beyond
love.
Yourself.
Oh my gosh, totally. And this kind of love that is so intriguing when it's not self-serving. Mm-hmm. It's so intriguing. It's even offensive to some people. Mm. Yet it's the love that conquers all. That's unconditional love.
All right. Just being honest. Just being honest.
So you know what? In the name, please, for the sake of kindness and compassion, you know, say no to cruelty, even if it's just for the sake of being honest.
Yep.
Be honest with your own heart and find a place in a room for those emotions, because we need to respect those emotions.
Find tender-hearted
There's a story,
mercy.
But find that mercy. And the tenderness, Bob, that you mentioned was so
good. Gotta find that tender-hearted mercy for one another and move towards the other person in that way. Oh, there might be an offense. I'm not saying that there isn't.
You might
there
be living
be
with stuff that no one will ever know about.
That has been going on. But I'm not going to add further insult or injury to what's taking place.
Yeah, we believe in you guys. And today, you know, enjoy the rewards of true unconditional love. And remember that this is the kind of love God offers me and you. Hmm. He loves us unconditionally every minute of every day.
Yeah. And then you're able to make those corrections, because what we don't want is people just to adjust behavior.
Right.
You know, just to become, you know, hey, it might need to begin there, mm-hmm. but what I want is I want to win your heart.
Yes.
You see, what I want is for us to share this mutual love and trust and knowledge mm-hmm. and understanding of one another. You see, I want to develop this trust bridge that we have so that we can always be honest mm-hmm. and not bring hurt. Right. I know that, you know, Audrey, for you and I, we have to be tender towards one another. Even when being honest, you've got to be tender towards one another.
It just backfires on you.
Yeah.
It does. It does no
good. Even now, we have to be this way.
Oh, we're not telling you guys something that we don't practice all the time. And what I mean practice means we work at it. Mm-hmm. Like we learn. We're learning every week. Yeah. And we're so
grateful. In our parenting with our children.
To be tender with them. And not saying cruel words. Just being tender and hearted in our words to each other. Mm. Your words are seeds. And so be very careful what you're planting in the garden of your relationship.
Good. Well, thank you, everyone.
Yeah,
again.
Thanks for this time together, you guys.
I hope this has been helpful for you. I
hope
really
so.
Do. If you need us, you know, to be that third person for you to, you know, kind of, yeah, I need to practice this a little bit. Hey, we're here. We want to help you.
Just go to
lovemarriedlife.com is the website there. And again, thank you for caring enough.
Yes.
You know, for those that you care about, that you want to have these most loving, meaningful, heartfelt conversations because I desire you and I want you.
Mm-hmm.
And so we'll keep it going.
Yeah, we'll keep it going. All right, you guys, have a great week. And know that we love you, and we're so glad we get to have this time together.
All right.
And we'll see you next week.
Yeah, and share it with others.
Yeah,
if it's
do
helped
that.
You, tell others. Okay, have a great week.
Bye-bye.